Conversation. Hearts.
It all happened one morning. Okay. Hi, my name is Prachar Stegman. I've been a student of Sri Chinmoy since the age of 21, and that's about 24 years ago, and I'd like to speak today about my love of volcanoes. You might ask, what is the connection between volcanoes and the spiritual life? The answer is, I don't know. But I'd just like to speak about my fascination with volcanoes, which started from a very, very early age. The first time I saw a volcano, or even heard about a volcano, or saw pictures of a volcano, I was always immediately thrilled and excited. And it never occurred to me, really, to wonder why, until much, much later in life, after I'd climbed a volcano. Now, whenever I get the opportunity, I always love to climb volcanoes. In many countries that we visit, I've climbed volcanoes in several in Indonesia, as well as in Africa, in Sicily, Guatemala, many different parts of the world. Volcanoes, no matter what part of the world they are, they share similarities. Every volcano is unique. Everyone has its own particular soul, its own qualities, but at the same time, they share certain characteristics. The volcano connects us with something which is very, very deep, and that's what I love about volcanoes. They have awesome power. The strength, the unbelievable energy that is locked up inside the earth is released through a volcano. I think what I love most about volcanoes is that they connect us with the source of the earth. We're so accustomed to the earth providing soil, which gives us nourishment and food, and we grow crops, and we regard the earth as being our mother, something which is very compassionate, something which is very giving and very fulfilling. But all of this rich soil comes originally from the volcanoes. The volcano is like the destructive, or you can say the transformative aspect of the earth. On the one hand, we regard volcanoes as being destructive because structures are destroyed, people are killed, the landscape is changed completely through the action of a volcano. But it's essential in order that new soil is formed from the volcano. And from the soil, of course, comes the food which sustains our life. So volcanoes, on the one hand, can be seen as destructive, but on the other hand, they are tremendous creative forces. Not only do they create the landscape and the environment, but they create and sustain our own lives. In Java, there is a very famous volcano near the town of Yogyakarta, which is called Mount Merapi. And I've been fortunate to climb this volcano on a few occasions. And it's renowned as a tremendously destructive volcano because the land around it is very, very densely habitated. So every time it erupts, many people are killed. But at the same time, because of the activity of this particular volcano, the plains around Mount Merapi are renowned as the richest, most fertile in the world. The plains around Mount Merapi are renowned as the only place in the world where the farmers can have 5 rice crops per year. Many parts of the world, they only have 2 rice crops per year, and sometimes if they have 3, that's considered very, very good, and 4 is utterly exceptional. But in a good year, near Mount Merapi, on the plains of Mount Merapi, they have been known to have 5 rice crops per year, and that's unique, all because the rich soil and, of course, the good climate and rainfall. So when I see a volcano, immediately it uplifts me. Just the shape of the volcano, which is so dramatic and so stark, it's almost as though inside us we have a paradigm of a volcano somewhere which is waiting to respond. And when we see one, it's not just that we see an object on the horizon, but it's as though something inside us responds and we go, ah, there it is. It's as though the volcano is already inside and it recognizes the outer volcano. And I do believe that this volcano is inside all of us because the volcano represents, to me, it represents our soul. It represents the creative force which is deep inside us, which from time to time erupts and lets us know about its presence in a very powerful and compelling way. The volcano also, to me, represents the creator and the creation. It represents God. God, for most part of our lives, is like the earth, nourishing us, sustaining us, loving us, being all compassion. From time to time, God comes to us in the form of a volcano. It's a very cataclysmic event in our life, an event which can seem to be very painful and very destructive, but at the same time creates the opportunity for tremendous change and growth and progress in our and outer life. So the volcano, to me, represents God in all of his glory and power. So often, the Supreme or God or our own soul veils its power. In our life, we go through life and everything is mild and calm and serene. but from time to time we get this glimpse of something extraordinarily deep and extremely powerful and transformative, and we need that power aspect in order to shake us and wake us up in order that our lives can be transformed and that we can progress. So all of these things occur to me when I thought about why do I love volcanoes so much. And to sum up, I would just say that my life is much richer for having volcanoes in my life. The world without volcanoes to me would be a very, very dull place. It might be safer, but it would be very, very dull and uninspiring, uninteresting. It's the peaks, not only the physical peaks of a volcano, but also the peaks of intensity that a volcano represents, which make our life worth living. And even though they bring us closer to death and sometimes bring us to death at the same time, it's death which makes us realize and appreciate that we are alive.
Conversation, conversation, conversation. Ah.